Okay, we're just having trouble getting hold of Gavin at the moment. He's not answering his phone, but he's a pretty good bloke, so he'll call us back. So we will talk to Gavin about this unusually warm weather forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology. When we get hold of him, we shall.
I had a honey disaster. I spilled honey in the kitchen and my phone was on silent, and we know what it's like to spill honey. It's not an easy cleanup.
It's not an easy cleanup at all. I used to keep bees, and I've got to tell you, after I extracted the honey from the hive, and you put it in a container and you spin and spin and spin the slides, you've got to clean it all up. And can I say, Gavin, it probably takes longer to clean up the mess than it takes to extract the honey.
Oh, I totally understand. We've become honey connoisseurs. I had a friend that kept bees, and we started having his honey, and then we could never go back to supermarket honey. So we always try and get honey, you know, direct from beekeepers. So this time they filled up the container, and as I've whipped it around, I pulled the lid off, and it just went everywhere because it was so full. But it was, it was a good cleanup because I had to lick most of it off the counter.
I'm with you. Nothing. Once you've had, well, in my situation, your own honey, and other people's honey, you'll never go back to buying something in the store, will you?
Yeah, because some of them, they're just weird after having just the beautiful Australian genuine honey. And obviously, wherever those bees are, whether they're next to a national park, a property, it's a unique flavour. We love it. So anyway, that's enough about bees and honey.
Let's talk weather. Most of Australia, apparently, Gavin, is going to experience a unusually warm winter this year. Now, that's according to the Bureau of Meteorology. And I read this and I thought, but they've got it wrong before, Gavin. Remember, we were going to have a fairly dry summer. They got that one wrong. Are they going to be right this time with winter? An unusually warm winter?
They certainly did get it wrong. I mean, that was an absolute shocker, really. I mean, you know, some of those forecasts leading up, you know, to the summer. But it is very unusual, and you know, globally we have had the warmest 14 months consecutively as far as air temperature, you know, atmospheric temperature, sea surface temperatures, and land temperatures. In Australia, though, we actually had an abnormally cool, we were the anomaly as far as the, you know, the world is concerned, April into May, because we had these incredible cloud bands. But that very strange, that wet summer, you know, happened because of very warm ocean temperatures that wrap around the nation at the moment. And it's still been incredibly warm off the east coast. We're still seeing that East Australian current, not just the East Australian current. It's like created this massive whirlpool. There's this huge area, this large portion of the Tasman off the east coast of Australia that is very, very warm all the way out to Lord Howe Island. So we've seen these onshore winds. We've had what's called blocking hives sit over southern Australia, and that's been generating onshore influences right across the east coast that created that very cloudy, that very wet April into May period. The complete opposite in the west for Perth. We saw extraordinarily dry conditions. They had, you know, some rain this week, and that was the first decent rain that they've had in 287 days. So it was quite an extraordinarily elongated period of dry, hot weather in the west because it was the opposite. But now we're starting to see the fronts come through. And at the moment, we've got this huge northwest cloud band that has produced rain right across the nation, really focused over central New South Wales and the greater Hunter. And we're going to see a low form off that. And again, that is going to be connected to those very warm oceans. That is going to drive potentially some very heavy rain in over potentially the as far south as the Illawarra, Sydney, Central Coast, Newcastle region. It looks like, again, that Newcastle region is really going to come under fire from that east coast low as it forms tonight and into tomorrow. As far as the abnormally warm conditions are concerned, well, they're, again, connected to the oceans that surround us that are very, very warm, and those high-pressure systems creating the warm days. But we've also seen very, very cold nights. So I think that is going to be the overall trend. But with that said, we are seeing these fronts starting to have an impact now with this one that is coming across the southeast, linking up with this front, and there's another closing in on the southwest land division. So the fronts are trying to penetrate these huge blocking highs and potentially create colder conditions over the southern corners of the nation. So I think there's still the potential to see some very cold conditions. And this northwest band, I think we'll see another one of these again next week. So it's certainly a wet, cool start to winter for, you know, much of eastern and southern Australia at this point, Brent.
Gavin, with the increased warmth of winter, what's that going to do to places like the snowfields?
Well, you know, look, I'm not kind of riding off the ski fields. There was a really alarming report, and they had this big photo of no snow down there. I'm certainly not riding that off whatsoever. I think those fronts are going to come through, and obviously we've got, you know, the best snow guns in the country, and they'll make, you know, quite a lot of snow. So, look, you know, I think it's a dangerous thing to try and attempt to predict the Australian ski season. There seems still, I have still not seen collective data that you can say a La Nina does this or an El Nino does this to the ski season. It all comes down to atmospheric weather patterns during what is really a very small period of time. It's only really over that 3 month period of time. And if you've got the frontal activity that is coming through over southern Australia and you've got some moisture there in the cold, you know, we can see, you know, some decent snowfall across the ski resort. So I'm not riding it off just yet. I think there's, you know, some signs there that we may see, you know, some good, you know, snow dumps. And I think we're going to see some good snow, in fact, next week and, you know, potentially the week after. So I'm certainly not riding it off personally.
The ocean temperature, I'm talking Newcastle Beach at the moment and Nobbies, there's still a lot of people in the ocean swimming and, yes, the surfers have their wetsuits on, but a lot of swimmers still swimming in the ocean. So you were saying that the ocean temperature is quite warm. It must be. I saw quite a few people yesterday afternoon on Newcastle Beach just going for a leisurely swim in the ocean. And I thought to myself, it must be warm in that water.
Yeah, look, as far south as the Newcastle region off that coast, we're still seeing the waters linger in there at 19. I'm actually shooting a story about these warm waters. We went about 4 nautical miles off the coast and it was still 19.6 degrees. Further out to sea, there was a massive cloud bank sitting over that East Australian current where waters are still sitting at about 24 degrees, and that's where those big clouds form because the oceans are so warm. Once you get cold air like this sit over that warm ocean, well, you know, that creates the instability and you have, you know, huge cloud banks form. And therefore that draws the moisture into the atmosphere. And once it's up there and if it's driven back on the land, that's why we've had such a wet time. During that April-May period, places like the Central Coast have had over 700 millimetres. Now, this weekend, this rain band is going to probably take that over 800 millimetres so far since early April, and potentially a metre of rain, I would say, will be accumulated by the time this East Coast low is done tonight and throughout tomorrow. There's potentially some very heavy downpours in there that are certainly going to push us towards that 1,000-millimetre mark for the Central Coast. The Swansea area has seen over 600 approaching, well, probably at the 700-millimetre mark now, clocking over. So those numbers are way above normal for this time of year. Typically, May is and can be really quite dry.
Quick question before you go. Last week I noticed on the coast, a couple of mornings, it was very still across the night, and it was wet everywhere of a morning. There was dew all over the place, on the roads, everywhere. Is that just because it's cold, of a night, cooler of a night, and there's no wind, it's just very still, so that's what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. There have been some very, very heavy dews, in fact. A lot of atmosphere on the ground with all of the rain as well. But dew is also, you know, particles in the atmosphere. It has been, you know, somewhat high humidity levels, moisture. And then overnight when we have those large high-pressure systems sit over us, you know, the cold air falls back down, you know, to earth. So when you have that cold falling air, it brings the droplets down with it, and that creates those, you know, very heavy dews. So, yeah, we've certainly seen that. And it's also been a very foggy period as well. We've seen some incredible fog banks along the coast. The last weekend, in fact, I was paragliding in the mountains there in between Singleton and the Barrington, and looking down on the valley. And incredibly, there was still fog banks. There was still fog on the ground in the Upper Hunter at lunchtime from 12 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We've seen some amazing shots there of these fog banks out towards the northwest and Tamworth and further north along the coast as well, the mid-north coast and the valleys. So it's been a very foggy season. Now, after this latest rain event, because we've had big rain as well out Tamworth, 60 millimetres up until 9 o'clock this morning, so there's a lot of moisture on the ground. And again, when we have those high-pressure systems come over us, I'd say we're going to see potentially a very foggy period again now that we're moving into winter, and those atmospheric conditions will set up perfectly again for heavy dews and fogs.
Mate, it's always a delight to chat with you. Thank you so much. You're so knowledgeable when it comes to this sort of thing. That's why we love talking to you. Thanks for spending some time with us on your Saturday. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks, mate. That's Gavin Morris.